It is in love and light that I present this communication to you, containing within it blessings from the realms of the lords and ladies of Shambhala, the archangels, and the divine. I am the Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of the Seventh Ray, Patron, Custodian and Guardian of the Violet Flame. And I add to those blessings that I convey my own, that they too may aid and benefit you during these challenging times. The world is still heavy with darkness, and although some may find themselves desensitized to the constant bombardment of news, others will find a pall hanging over them, a coalescence of negativity and fear, of tragic sadness and pain that seeps into their bones and thoughts and heart. As I have mentioned before, it is essential that the sensitive pay particular attention to the practices of spiritual hygiene now, and in protecting themselves from the etheric and psychic weight of those things that occur, and the fear and sadness and pain that spreads like wildfire through the collective unconsciousness. If the light workers of the world are to be of use to those in need, their strength, their light, their love must be vibrant, potent, powerful, their connection assured, and their intents not contaminated by the waves of anger, aggression, and fear. I would urge you then to continue with all that you do, to continue with all that you have done, not to be downhearted or despondent. The light that the light workers of the world send, the intentions of peace, the love and healing is accumulative. We must be consistent in our attempts and endeavors. We must focus on the goal, on what we seek to achieve, and not look for instant gratification of our work. There are many forces that are in motion, and some of these will take time to neutralize, to transform, to turn. Continue then, each and every day if you can, to send light, to send love, to send healing to Ukraine and its people, to Russia and its people, and to the world. It is important, of course, too, to send the light and love from time to time to those places where we might not immediately believe it is needed most, but where indeed its blessing is required. To the politicians of our world, who contribute to the decisions that are being made, that will ultimately hold our world in peace or plunge it into war. Cool hearts and steady heads are required, and energy and light, and hope and peace and healing can contribute to the maintenance of these. So from time to time, spread your light into the governments of the world, into those governments that you might consider to be allies to peace, and, importantly, into those governments who you might consider to be aggravators to war. This is very important. This is very key. And I would encourage you with all my heart and soul to acknowledge this. But today, I have come to speak to you of two things which now must be focused upon. Firstly, the beloved dead. Many have died already in this conflict, traumatically, horribly, unexpectedly. And their spirits are earthbound and lost. They have not found the light, and they wander and they linger amongst the rubble, amongst the bodies not yet buried, and they need help. Those of you who are adequately trained and spiritually capable of performing rescues of this nature, I would direct to doing this at least twice a week, if not every day, as some of these spirits may find it difficult to embrace the light even when it is presented to them. So severe is their trauma and disorientation. The more spirits can be guided into the light, the better. The better for their evolution, and the better for the ether of the physical dimension, which is heavy at this moment in time with their presence. A presence which demands energy from the living life force of the land, adding extra weight to its struggle. For those of you who would like to help but who are not trained in such matters, I would encourage you to send healing and light to the dead, and also to pray to the Archangel Azrael for help and assistance in guiding the dead to the light. This can be tremendously helpful during such times. I would also encourage the light workers of the world at this moment in time to focus some of their efforts and energies upon the land. The land of Ukraine suffers greatly from the trauma of the war, the destruction of its physical integrity, the pain and suffering cast into it by those who have died and by those who survive. The Gaia spirit inhabits the entirety of our planet, and all of the lands of the world are connected. What is done to one part of the planet is felt by the whole. And at this moment in time, the Earth struggles enough with those other wars that take place throughout the world, with those other conflicts, with the pollutants and the detonations of missiles in experimentations which rack the land with pain. This added burden contributes to the Earth's shaky endurance, and so anything that can be done now to help alleviate that is for the greater good of all. Send healing to the Earth, to the Devas and the Elementals, to the Dryads, to the spirits of stone and rock and crystal, of stream and river and sea. Send healing to the Earth Mother and to the Earth Mother Spirit of Ukraine. Focus your light and healing thoughts upon a map. Plunge the energy into the Earth. Call upon the assistance of the Archangel Uriel. Pray to him. Call upon the presence and the power of Ariel, Archangel of Nature, Guardian of Animals. Call upon the Devas of the land. Call upon the Divine. Upon the Ascended Master, Hilarion. Ask that the Earth take your love and draw it to where it is needed the most at this time. As always and ever, the energy of the violet flame is too at your disposal, that you may use it to transmute trauma, fear, pain, sadness, horror and grief. That which is soaked into the body of the land, that which hangs in the ether, that which is lodged in the aura of the people, and which shudders through the collective unconscious. Call upon my presence, upon Lady Portia, upon the Archangel Zadkiel, for help. You are our mediums and conduits. Through you, our summoned power can flow, interfacing more immediately with your physical world. We continue to do all that we can from where we are, but you are our healers on the ground. To you we turn to for help and need. Take then this guidance, these words, this love. Use them wisely and well, and know that our eternal thanks is with you, as is our eternal guiding presence. In love then ever, I am the Master, Saint Germain.